This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is finishing up his Middle East trip today with a quick stop in Egypt. He held several hours of talks with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak at the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the president and joins us now from there. And Michelle, let's start with how the president summarized his talks earlier in this trip with the leaders of Israel and the Palestinians. Here's a clip.
They were positive talks. And I said, I'm optimistic an agreement can be reached. And the reason I am is because I believe the leadership in Israel and the leadership of the Palestinians is committed to a two-state solution. And I know nations in the neighborhood are willing to help.
So, of course, he's been talking to the leaders of those nations in the neighborhood. Why did President Bush choose to make Egypt his final stop and where he makes his final statement?
Well, Egypt historically has been a key player in the peace process, perhaps not as much now as in the past, but Egypt has recognized Israel and has been a big force in the Middle East peace process. And President Mubarak has been around for a long time. President Bush noted that he could get some advice from someone who's been in this business for a very long time.
And President Bush feels one way it would help the Palestinian-Israeli situation is if Arab leaders reached out to Israel. He specifically requested on this trip that Arab leaders he met do so. Did he receive any actual assurances?
Well, one of the key places where that was a factor was Saudi Arabia, where we were last night. And Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said she thinks that Arab states can do more. Saudi Arabia, of course, does not recognize Israel. The Saudi Foreign Minister, Prince Saud al-Faisal, said, I don't know what kind of outreach we can offer to the Israelis, but to offer a peace plan for the region, which is what the Saudis have done. The Saudis have offered to normalize relations with Israel, but only after what they're calling a just peace.
Yeah, the president seemed to deliberately keep expectations low for his trip. The Arab press and some officials have openly criticized him for making the trip so late in his presidency. How do you think that affected the content of his meetings along the way?
Well, it did feel very late in the presidency to be doing this. I mean, in a lot of ways, this was about him being seen and seeing the region, getting a better understanding of the region. But he said even that he got a lot of questions about, for instance, why he's so optimistic that he can get a peace deal by the end of this term. He said that that those of us directly involved in the process have a lot of work to do to instill confidence in the people. And his aides have been saying that they think that being in the final months of his presidency could help because he's not as much focused on the politics. But that's not a message that is getting across very much in the region. People here are, see him as a lame duck president. And many here, his aides admitted, were asking about the U.S. primaries.
But, of course, he has said, I'll be back.
He has promised to come back, and he said it again today. He's expected to come back in May for the 60th anniversary of the founding of Israel. And, of course, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has said she plans to give every ounce of her energy in the remaining months of the term.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, traveling with the president. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Looking forward to coming home.